Yeah.
Until they come in there with a dredge, and then they had it dredged, and that's when our mail, as I told you before, was transferred to our county seat, because we are in Vermilion Parish. And
Did y'all have a place where you could mail letters here?
Well, not until my daddy opened up a mail route, and that the mail route was established. My oldest son was postmaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he, I guess he went maybe in the fourth or fifth grade in school in his time. He was mostly taught by old people that the neighbors, before the school, we ever had a school out here. But he did. He had a pretty good head on him. So he learned, and he was postmaster.
Like yourself.
Right.
Hey, you said he was flying.
And,
but when you got daily mail, you lost
it. Oh, no, man, no. Once a week.
Yeah, but when you started getting daily mail, that's when you lost the...
Oh, well, when we started getting daily mail was when our road was connected up through here, so that they had a traffic then.
And you lost your post...
Yeah, post. Right. Now we have... I don't know how long that's been that we have mail here every day, but it's been quite a few years back. I didn't keep a memory of that too close. But
you started getting it once a week.
We started getting it once, and then that was by boat, once a week. Then finally, we got it up to twice a week. And then after the road come up, well, then it opened up every day. We had a mail carrier. Well, there was a post office here, was run by one of my son-in-law, Glenn Vizé. His brother was older than him. He was postmaster here for a while. And then they passed a petition here and a tax, so they finally got it coming every day.
But you lost your post office.
Right. We lost the post office. Now, I believe maybe I told you that before. I was called on a committee in Baton Rouge to represent this road. There was a bunch of us went there. Abbeville was, we sidled in with Kaplan. And Abbeville was trying to knock us out of that. Now, they had a point in one way, but that was our main argument when we went to Baton Rouge. That's when Huey Long was governor. That ain't been yesterday. So the Abbeville people, we had to do our business there before that was done, because it was traveling. We had to get out of here by boat. And the only route was straight to Abbeville. Had no way of getting by boat to Kaplan. But as we represented to the governor, he wanted to know what the fight was about. And we explained him that, because they had all of our business in Abbeville. We had there, we couldn't afford to go to Kaplan from Abbeville to do our business. It was a little bit too far and too expensive. So that was their plea of fighting. But when we explained over there that the thing was this, after the road was built,